Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by me, Anna E. Rendell, and is titled, Let's Help Each Other Fly. Earlier this winter, my daughter participated in a cheerleading clinic. She and other elementary school kids learned two routines and were invited to perform at halftime during the high school basketball game. She and I practiced the small group routine over and over, perfecting the cheer and hand claps and jumps. What I couldn't help her with was the large group routine. She had a small stunt she was involved in, and while I can holler and clap with the best of them, my cheerleading skills end there. I would just have to wait and see her during the game. She ran out onto the basketball court, a beaming smile on her face and high ponytail flying. She crushed the small group routine, the one we'd practiced together, and I was so proud. I was beaming too. And then all the kids spread out over the whole court, picked up signs and palms, and went into their large group routine. My girl was the base for another girl whom she helped hoist into the air. She and two more girls formed a kind of pyramid, then boosted the fourth girl up on her hands, holding her confident and strong. When she ran off the court, and for the rest of the evening, my daughter could not stop talking about how much fun she'd had, cheering on the players, being part of something bigger, but especially, she expressed that her joy had been serving as the base, lifting another kid up into the air. "I helped her fly," she exclaimed. And even now as I write this, tears prick my eyes because what if we all took such joy in helping each other fly? We may not all be the best cheerleaders. We may need to be lifted up ourselves, but we can all do the heavy lifting of friendship, of support, of helping someone else to fly. When we do, we might be stepped on. We may be overlooked in some ways. We may not be at the top of the pyramid, but we may be called upon and given the opportunity to be the strong, firm, and steady support someone needs. To be clear, it takes strength to both ask for and offer such support. The times throughout my life that I've needed to be held up were humbling. I don't necessarily have trouble or guilt asking for help, but it can be a shock to realize that I can't hold everything together on my own. I've been so thankful that when I've asked, and even a few times when I haven't had to, my prayers for help have been answered. Meals delivered, tasks finished, dishes done, snacks dropped at my door, finances given. Some of the people who have helped lift me up have been the closest and dearest of friends. Others have been total strangers, led to follow a whispered call. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Hebrews 13:2 NIV. I grew up in the glory days of Amy Grant, and one of my favorite songs of hers is Angels Watching Over Me. And the closing line that says, though I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. Friends, we can be those hands. With our offerings, both big and small, we can be the ones to hoist another right up into the air. We can be the one who helps another girl fly. In tangible ways and in words spoken. In giving from our time, our talents, and our treasures. In showing up when we are needed, even if we're not asked, in opening our hearts, our homes, our hands to one another. In a world where it's often easier to assume, ignore, or compete, we can be the ones to support, uplift, and bolster. When the chance to help arises, may we find ourselves saying, I get to be the one. May we beam as my daughter did on that basketball court as she hoisted someone up and into the air. And may our hands serve as one pair that helps lead another home. P.S. be sure to read or listen tomorrow because we've got a huge announcement to share with you. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
On Saturday, March 30th, don't miss the premiere of An Easter Bloom, an all-new Dayspring original movie on Hallmark Channel. In this touching story, a young gardener sets out to save her family farm by entering a floral competition for Easter. Along the way, she meets a local pastor who helps her restore the hope she lost. The movie premieres on Saturday, March 30th at 8, 7 Central, only on Hallmark Channel. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.